Thank you and good morning. The California Highway Patrol is investigating a fatal vehicle versus pedestrian collision that claimed the life of an adult male on Sunday night. The CHP traffic information page provided the basic details of the incident that occurred just before 9 o'clock at Highway 101 northbound at Gentole Lane. The driver, headed northbound, collided with the victim just south of Gentole, who was standing in the roadway near the center divider. The driver of the vehicle then needed medical attention after complaining of chest pains. It's the 28th traffic fatality on county roads this year, and the cause remains under investigation. It's not often a news story from Humboldt County makes international headlines, but when it's a missing red panda who made a daring escape from the Sequoia Park Zoo, people pay attention. Headlines from local blogs to national and international news sites announced the good news on Saturday that Masala, the red panda who had escaped from the zoo last Thursday and who was the cause of great concern for zoo staff, had been found and recovered. Masala was spotted by a Eureka resident on Saturday night near Harrison F Streets, and that woman called Eureka police, who notified zoo staff. It took about 2 hours to finally get Masala into a carrier, and she was returned to the zoo safe and sound. In a much more serious case of a missing loved one, officials in Mendocino County report that 5-year-old Raina Rinker was found safe and sound on Friday evening after she wandered more than 400 feet down an embankment near her house outside of Willits. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office received a report of the missing girl at 11:15 on Friday morning and immediately requested mutual aid from fire departments, the CHP, and the National Guard, as well as local search and rescue teams who responded to the scene to assist. At around 5 o'clock on Friday evening, search crews found Raina, who had minor abrasions on her body, consistent with having walked through heavily wooded terrain. She was taken to the hospital for a routine checkup. Raina was found in a clearing about 3/4 of a mile from her house in the Brook Trails subdivision. Last week, the Sheriff's Office issued its latest Most Wanted poster for the Southern Humboldt region, and by Sunday, two people from that list were in custody, thanks to anonymous tips from the public. Sheriff's deputies arrested 38-year-old Gretchen Brooks last week after she was spotted walking on Redwood Drive in Garberville. A caller called 911 to report seeing Brooks, and she was arrested and booked for outstanding warrants. On Saturday, deputies arrested 37-year-old Dennis Hicks, who was seen driving a vehicle near Miranda. Deputies found the vehicle parked at a residence on Gibney Road. Hicks was found on the property and arrested. He was booked for outstanding warrants as well. Work crews with the City of Eureka installed a new flashing yellow light at the intersection of Harrison and Booner Streets over the weekend. The new left-turn signal will use 4 phases, a steady green, flashing yellow, steady yellow, and red, to better control traffic at the intersection that sees a lot of pedestrian foot traffic. It will allow drivers more opportunities to make left turns without getting traffic backed up on the street. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. You hear the term mutual aid used a lot when it comes to fire emergencies across the county, and that mutual aid also extends to the cooperation between fire departments and other emergency agencies, including police. Lieutenant Ryan Peterson of the Arcata Police Department spoke about the work that goes into coordinating emergency scene efforts that are shared between police, fire, and medical, and the importance that training can have in a real-time situation.
We have liaison meetings once a month where our command staff all get together and we talk about stuff. And we coordinate and plan training. And when you have an event, which being on the North Coast, you know, we have the earthquake component, the tsunami component, all these things, where it is a multi-agency response. It's fire, it's law, it's medical. How do we all integrate and work together?
That incident command doctrine is used for all sorts of emergency situations, whether it be a natural disaster or a mass casualty event. Peterson said that Arcata officers regularly train with Arcata Fire, and that if needed, that training can extend to other agencies as well.
If Arcata PD had to go down to Ferndale and work with either Ferndale Police Department or the Ferndale Fire Department, we could do that seamlessly and vice versa. You know, if we had something happen that required agencies coming from all over the place, and maybe not just Humboldt County, is that everybody understands the same thing.
You can hear the rest of Lieutenant Peterson's Talk Shop interview by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.